WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 34 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The 23-member committee developing recommendations for a City of College Station bond issue this November has announced three forums to collect public input. Each forum focuses on the three subcommittee's priorities. Next Tuesday, you're invited to speak about future city facilities. Next Wednesday, it's about parks and leisure activities, and a forum about transportation will be held on March 23rd. All three gatherings will be at the College Station Utilities Training Building starting at 7. Tonight is the first meeting of a 35-member committee formed by the College Station School Board last week towards a possible bond election also this November. Expanding public transportation in the Twin Cities continues to get a lot of comments on WTAW's The Infomaniacs. Brian Mayer Jason Bayinski has heard mostly from opponents to the idea of the city paying for the Brazos Transit District to expand hours and routes.
I think 95% of their funds are taxpayer dollars. So you, Scott, and our taxpayers and our listeners are paying for transportation in Bryan and in College Station already through federal funds that are our tax dollars also. So should additional dollars be put into that, or should maybe we look at what they can do internally to expand those operations with very little additional dollars spent?
Bayinski has heard the district might be asking for somewhere between $700,000 and $1 million from the Twin Cities for additional service. The Texas Senate will hold a hearing on a bill to allow terminally ill cancer patients to use drugs not approved by the FDA. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner, who's an orthopedic surgeon, says he wants to know more about Senate Bill 694.
FDA approval is there to show, one, safety, and then, two, efficacy, that it one is safe and, two, that it works. We need to be very careful that we are not overly allowing medications, drugs to be utilized in the public that could do real potential harm in those individuals in a very difficult situation.
Schwartner chairs the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. Giving the president broad authority to take action against the Islamic State is a problem for Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
The real challenge we have, and this is the challenge that I face as well, is that nobody trusts the president to be able to carry out the job. I mean, virtually everything he's touched from a national security standpoint or from a foreign policy standpoint has just been a disaster. And so to the extent we give him broad blank check authorization, there's just no telling what he can mess up.
Flores says no one wants the military to return to the Middle East, but adds that option should not be taken off the table. The Green Berets are coming to Aggieland this summer. Officially known as the U.S. Army Special Operations Command, an advanced team received permission this month from the Brazos County Commission to conduct what's called realistic military training. Tom Meade from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, who served 20 years in Army Special Forces, says exercises will be conducted this August on the Texas A&M Riverside campus.
There'll be increased aircraft at night. We'll be bringing in some helicopters over on the Teeks facility in Riverside. We'll also be bringing in a fixed-wing aircraft, a C-130, into Easterwood.
This is part of an 8-week, 7-state effort that also involves Navy SEALs, Air Force and Marine Special Operations, and the 82nd Airborne Division. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 34 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time, with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So, if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Good morning. It's 710. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine, cool and windy for today, with temperatures making their way up to about 45 to 50. It'll be clear, breezy tonight. Lows will fall back to about 25 to 30. Sun through much of tomorrow. Clouds will increase late in the day. Highs will be around 40. Turning cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be anywhere from 30 to 35. Lots of clouds Saturday. We could have a few afternoon showers. The highs on Saturday around 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, with A&M baseball staying perfect on the season. A&M softball got another win. A&M women's basketball getting ready to play tonight. And a whole lot more, like Los Angeles could have a football team. We'll do that for you in sports at 7:50.
So caller this morning asking about the temperatures, what our source is. You know, I use the National Oceanic and Atmospheric People, which is meaning like maybe Easterwood, and Patrick uses the one that we have here, but they're kids who play on the roof with magnifying glasses sometimes.
And I use the one on my phone.
Yeah. So there's a lot of difference, and he was mentioning the differential this morning that and he lives out in the country and said that he's got 27, and so there's frost all over where he is, but sometimes the differential obviously can be 6, 7, 8 degrees sometimes, so. We certainly understand that. It's just if it's going to get close to freezing, if you need to cover up your tender vegetation, go ahead and do that. Good thing is that we really haven't had that many hours of below freezing temperatures, so kind of nice. I guess I wondered why this hadn't happened before. There apparently is now technology that allows you to unlock a door with a secret knock.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay. If you need a smart lock for your smart door, this is something different. It's called the Sesame, which I love. It is a smart lock that not only looks good in a simple Apple kind of way, I like that, but it's engineered to snap right up when it'll snap any deadbolt style lock. And all you have to do is, I guess, you program in a knock. Is that the way that mm-hmm. that works? The ability to set a knock pattern that you wrap out on the door itself. Or, of course, it can be done on your smartphone to let somebody else in. Sesame syncs with the accelerometer in your phone. Is that right? Is that what that's called, the accelerometer?
Yes.
What does that do? What's the accelerometer? Can you tell me?
Do you knock on your phone or the door?
Well, no, the door will send, apparently, the signal, or you can physically knock on the door.
Oh.
See? So there.
Because the accelerometer would be the thing that allows it to tip back and forth, and you can use it like a compass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just found that about 2 weeks ago. That's pretty cool. Well, look, I don't use my phone. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't even know Windows Phone XP ran that.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's not too often that I need to actually know the necessary direction. I mean, I pretty well know in Bryan College Station because I've lived here a while. And then, of course, also in your vehicle, it'll tell you which direction you're going. But I guess if you're someplace that you don't know.
It gets a little confused in buildings, though.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Well, so your phone's not quite as smart when it's inside.
No.
Anyway, so it syncs with this accelerometer in your phone to identify the precise rhythm, intensity, and sharpness, plus the duration of the knock. And I used Shazam yesterday. Yeah, that's a great app.
Yeah, it is.
And I mean, you know, and folks, I'm sure you know what it is. If you don't, you hear a song that you like, you just tap Shazam, let it listen. And I mean, this thing, it took 3 seconds to come up with a song that was 9 years old.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, man, how do you do that?
Huh. What's an audio fingerprint?
Yeah. Now, it doesn't work with live versions, okay?
Yeah. Not so well. Some versions you can actually hum it.
Yeah, if you got... Really?
Absolutely. It's not as accurate, but it's once again, it's looking for a fingerprint.
Hey, okay. when you're in that mode where you got to know the name,
yeah,
it works because it at least gets you a starting point.
So in other words, you can brag, I sing so well, Shazam, can ID the song?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, pat yourself on the back. Huh? Is that it? Okay. Well, we got food news this morning.
Ooh,
7:15. Food news. Of course, we start with, of course.
What's good to eat at the... at the Kentucky Fried Chicken, what's good to have here? What's what do you have on your menu that's really good?
Patton Oswalt.
Our mashed potatoes are great. Those are really good. People love the mashed potatoes. Our corn is really sweet and crunchy.
Sure. Yeah, oh, yeah.
People love the corn.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, we have these new breaded chicken strips. They're really tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you get the mashed potatoes, you've got to get the gravy. Can you take all those food items and pile them in a single bowl for me?
Yeah.
And I'll just eat them like a death row prisoner on suicide watch.
So we already know Kentucky Fried Chicken. We love Kentucky Fried Chicken. Well, now KFC has come up with something new and delightful, and we'll let the people from Nirvana News tell you all about it.
KFC, best known as purveyors of breaded, salty chicken in buckets, is partnering with Seattle's best coffee to release an edible coffee cup. Called a scoffy, the edible coffee holders are essentially cup-shaped cookies lined with white chocolate. A spokesperson for that company told Metro UK that they'd infused different aromas into each cookie cup as well, including coconut sun cream, freshly cut grass, and wildflowers. Because when I think fried chicken, I think an edible coffee cookie cup that smells like grass.
That's right. An edible coffee cup at KFC. What do you think? What do you think?
I mean, if I was a coffee drinker, why not?
All right. But Taco Bell is adding some items now.
Ooh.
Oh, see, now I got you pumped
up. Yes, sir.
Okay. One of them is the Sriracha Quesarito. Basically a burrito wrapped in a quesadilla that has at least 620 calories and 30 grams of fat. Oh, why'd they have to spoil it?
Who cares?
The fast food giant has quesaritos. They've had them before. The new addition is a popular Asian chili pepper hot sauce, of course, that we know. Now, add to that the Snapple-branded lemonade freeze to wash it down. Your quesarito is going to cost you $2.49. The company is also testing the quesalupa.
What? Like a chalupa?
The quesalupa. Now, for some reason, they're testing it in Toledo so that if it doesn't work, I guess we never hear about it again. It is a fried chalupa shell stuffed with a mix of melted pepper jack and cheddar cheese, crammed with beef, lettuce, sour cream, and the regular mixing of tomatoes. So, again, it sounds like something you can eat while you drive.
Yeah.
Which is why I like the Famous Bowl, because you need a spoon, and it's in a bowl, and then they want you to drive with it. I think it's wonderful. The Quesalupa.
Ooh, it actually looks pretty
Now, why
amazing.
Do they choose Toledo is what, you know, why? What has Toledo got that we don't have?
They do that. They go Midwest or places like that. I actually learned this because one of the test McDonald's was where I went to college in Nebraska. And because the Midwesterners don't have the same palate that Texans do, if it's acceptable for them, it'll be acceptable to more of the country.
Yeah, because people come down here from Iowa, and they think that they know what barbecue tastes like, and they'll go, oh, this isn't what it tastes like at the McDonald's there.
Yeah.
To put it into context, my care packages included Pace because there was no Picante sauce up north.
Well, there is
now. Oh, yeah.
There is now, but
back then. No. What?
My sister lived in Wisconsin. She couldn't find Pace. She couldn't find cuts of brisket.
Really?
She couldn't find Lipton iced tea bags or bags to make tea. Everything up there is pre-sweetened sugar crystals.
She couldn't find a job someplace else?
Oh, they moved up. They moved back to San Antonio.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, they did that.
Even her husband, who's from Wisconsin, got tired of the summers or winters.
I got you. All right, here we go. It's the latest in the fashion world because we're all about fashion. Foot toupees.
Oh, no. For foot hobbits?
That's what the story said. Something that looks like it'd be better for a hobbit. New York Magazine, The Cut, made note that several of the Gucci models wore what appeared to be slippers made out of wig hair. I'm just saying.
Ew.
All right, if you wondered if Radio Shack is in trouble, well, their name is up for sale.
Oh.
Bid starting at $20 million.
Oh.
Hedge fund Stanford General, the company's largest stockholder, tried to win approval from the U.S. bankruptcy court proceedings yesterday to lead the bidding for Radio Shack's name at a March 23rd auction.
Sort of out of my reach. I was looking forward to that one.
Well, I'm just saying, though, that, well, look, I guess they don't have to sell it. But
well,
they,
it says starting at, Patrick. Yeah, I mean, you could try something else.
Yeah. Standard General plans to buy as many as 2,000 Radio Shack stores. Radio Shack said it will either sell or close all of its 4,000 outlets by the end of the end of March.
It's never good when your company name is OBO.
Yeah. So can you go in and make an offer right now on something? Like, you know, if there's like a, you know, some sort of a widget that they've got in there. Hey, man, what can I do for this? I know it says $2.75. Can I get it for like $1.25 today? Because you know they're going to have a sale, don't you?
They could do some really interesting things with Radio Shack.
Okay.
Anything, if you're at all familiar with Makerspace or just Maker anything, where you go and make things. 3D printing would be one.
Okay.
Laser cutouts or engraving.
Okay, sure.
CNC machines.
In other words, have a place where people go in and actually do these things.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Typically you're going to need more floor space, which I know a lot of Radio Shacks don't have. But even if they gave you maybe some sort of demos there and let you take a lot of that stuff home, it's getting cheaper and cheaper. And that is it's coming.
Yeah.
It's here, but I think it's more, the price is even right. I think it's more awareness. A lot of people aren't aware that they can go out and get some of this stuff.
I showed you that 3D pin yesterday.
FedEx and UPS are refusing to ship a digital mill because it can make untraceable guns.
Yep.
A digital mill.
It's called the Ghost Gunner.
Okay.
And it's technically just a digital mill. It could make anything. It could make a replacement part for your keyring. I don't know. But... it can also...
something a little less ominous than a gun.
It can also mill the lower. Is that the part?
Yeah, it's an AR-15 lower.
Yeah. That's the part that has to have the serial number.
Okay.
So it's always made by gunsmiths.
Sure.
And they're proofed, and a lot of federal regulations. There's no law that says you can't make it yourself.
Well,
but it's expensive and difficult.
They amount to CNC machine.
It's
a CNC machine that will make anything you program into it.
Well, people don't know what a CNC machine is.
Computer numerical control.
All right.
I screwed that one up.
I'm even geeking out on this.
Yeah, we're wandering off into geekville.
So FedEx and UPS won't ship it because this company is saying it can mill the lower. And even though it's not illegal to do, they just don't want that on their conscience, apparently.
Oh, yeah, well, I can understand that. Hello.
You talk about Radio Shack, trash 80s are 50% off.
They're not trash. They're what, TRS? Is that what they're called?
Yes.
Yeah. They're wonderful. Think about how much those things weighed. You know, just saying that. All right, so anyhow, so that's the story of Radio Shack. And think about the last time, if you don't work there, you were in a Radio Shack. Time was they almost wouldn't sell you anything unless you gave them your name and address.
Yes.
To their list. Remember that? No, I have to have it. No, I have to have it.
No, you don't.
Bill O'Reilly's in a bit more trouble, it appears.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, more splaining for him to do, apparently.
So he gets to bloviate for longer.
Yeah, he will. This was when he was working for CBS as a correspondent. He's in El Salvador. Media matters include documentation of O'Reilly saying that he had, quote, seen guys gun down nuns in El Salvador and was, quote, in El Salvador and I saw nuns get shot in the back of the head. But see, in his book, No Spin Zone, he says he arrived in El Salvador in 1981. Problem is, executions took place in 1980. Anyway, now he's saying, I saw nuns get shot in the back of the head. He was referring to photographs that he had seen. Uh-oh. A little crawfish in there from Mr. O'Reilly. The mention of the nuns on my program came the day of the Newtown Massacre. That was back in December of 2012. The segment was about evil and how hard it is for folks to comprehend it. I used the murdered nuns as an example of that evil. There you go. All right, wash your ears out with this. The Walking Dead Season 5 finale is set for March 29th. Go ahead and set your DVRs or whatever's for that. And by the way, how to survive the zombie apocalypse coming next hour, just in case you need to know that. How about kids shows from Netflix? They're coming up with a new version of Inspector Gadget, which will debut next month with 26 episodes.
Oh, as long as it's not Matthew Broderick.
No, it's new.
Care.
No, these are a new version.
Cartoons, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be a cartoon?
Yep. A new version of Danger Mouse will be available also. There are three new shows, some Assembly Required, which is a live-action show for about a kid toy inventor. Botters, Nick, and Gumballs, an Australian book series. They're going to have that. And Super 4, which is a CGI animated series inspired by Playmobil toys. So there, fun stuff going on from the folks there. Lady Gaga is going to be in American Horror Story next season.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, she's super talented.
I was mildly impressed by her Sound of Music at the
thing
Oscars.
That she did.
Yeah. I almost pulled out my phone, logged into Twitter, and tweeted just because.
Whoa!
No, I know, and that takes a lot. But Julie Andrews came out and said that was amazing.
Yeah, well,
and it was.
And again, for Julie Andrews,
talking
to say
about
that.
The Oscars, yeah, her performance. There.
Exactly. It's I'm sure it's out there.
It was a surprise, if nothing else.
Well, she has done a lot of stuff. That's it. 7:25. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. Sun's out. That's kind of nice news. It's not going to be that comfy outside because of the winds. Our high temperatures only are going to make it to 47 today, but winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, 31 is going to be our low, and the winds are going to stay up, as a matter of fact, too. Then tomorrow, some sunshine and a high temperature of 42. Then the sun goes away, and we'll have anywhere from a 30 to a 50% chance of showers all the way through Monday. Temperatures moderate a little bit, though. Sunday, our high will be up to 69, and Monday, 72, so that'll be all right. Right now, 88% relative humidity. We've got fair skies out there in 33.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, February 28th, it's a Spring Lawn and Landscape Forum. A panel of experts will answer your questions about anything landscape this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
There was a small AP story this week about health care costs for government workers in New York City. Now get this. The total obligation New York City owes to pay for health care costs for retired and current workers is $93 billion. Back in 2006, the city set up a retiree health benefits trust, which was supposed to set aside money to pay these benefits. You know how much money has been set aside? Less than 3% of that total. In other words, the city has put away next to nothing. So members of the New York City Council are now trying to pass a law that would require the city to put 5% of its annual health care obligation into the fund every year, which would mean that they would deposit $100 million into the trust to cover a $93 billion nut. Now, you do the math. And New York's not alone. Scores of city and state governments don't have the money to pay for benefits. And for decades, they made underfunded sweetheart deals with government unions. In exchange, the unions provided millions in campaign contributions to keep liberals like this in power. So while Democrats like Obama and the celebrated Senator Elizabeth Warren jump all over corporations and banks, accusing them of all sorts of malfeasance, the real financial fraud in this country is happening in plain sight. City and state government and liberals are the fraudsters.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you are blessed enough to own land and you're looking for the right tractor to care for your little corner of heaven, I want to tell you about my good friends at Mahindra Tractors. Homegrown quality is part of every Mahindra tractor because they're assembled right here in the good old U.S. of A. by hardworking Americans in Pennsylvania, Kansas, California, Tennessee, and Texas. And right now, you can gear up for spring with Mahindra's special red tag savings, like zero interest for 84 months. Or up to $4,500 cash back on Mahindra's power package. Plus, you'll also get the industry's leading 5-year warranty. So look up, friends, at Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 34 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Recent Bryan and College Station City Council meetings have included public comments about more public transportation. Bryan Mayor Jason Bayinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says he's heard unofficial requests to give the Brazos Transit District an additional $700,000 to $1 million for additional service.
I would say majority of the people that I talked to were against spending those kind of dollars on transportation when very little is collected from the users. And there's a lot of folks that are of the opinion that it's not run properly to begin with.
Bayinski says he's heard some great ideas from riders who use the district on a daily and weekly basis.
It doesn't seem like it's that efficient, from 8 to 5, so to speak. So we need to see how we can maybe make those routes more effective, look at extending those routes so folks that do work, shift work, or late hours, or on weekends can utilize it.
Bayinski supported the recent decision by Texas A&M Transportation Services to allow non-students to ride the Aggie Spirit buses, which can be done by purchasing passes at the Brazos Transit District office. Tonight is the first meeting of the College Station School District's latest committee to develop recommendations for the next bond election. Superintendent Clark Ely says there are 35 on the Planning for Growth Committee.
Two Board of Trustees members, we have two teachers, we have five administrators, one community member, and I guess 26 parents or community members.
Meantime, a 23-member committee appointed by the College Station City Council, also for a possible bond election, held its fourth meeting this week. That group has announced three meetings to seek public input. The first two forums are next week, Tuesday night to get opinions about city facility needs, and Wednesday night about parks and leisure activities. Both gatherings are these at the City Utilities Training Building starting at 7. From Austin, the rabbi who defied Texas' same-sex marriage ban and wed a lesbian couple last week led yesterday's opening prayer in the House, which caught staunch supporters of the prohibition off guard. Rabbi Kerry Baker didn't reference the nuptials, which are being challenged by the state attorney general, but he urged lawmakers to pay special attention to people who are marginalized and to treat everyone equally. The rabbi then stood for a photo with House Speaker Joe Strauss, who later acknowledged he was unaware Baker was involved in the wedding, and the representative who introduced the rabbi. Democrat Elliot Neistat of Austin said he intentionally omitted details of Baker's role in the wedding during his introduction. The judge who ordered the issuance of that marriage license will be investigated by the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. That follows a complaint filed by a House member, Republican Tony Tenderholt of Arlington, about Democratic Judge David Wahlberg of Austin. Also from the state capitol, among the sponsors of a package of state tax cuts is Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner.
Both homeowners are paying a lot of money in property tax, and of course our franchise tax is hindering business development and economic growth as well.
Schwartner has sponsored Senate Bill 8, which raises the total revenue exemption from the state's business franchise tax from $1 to $4 million. The chairman of the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee says small businesses will help fund the growing need for a variety of indigent medical services.
If you grow the entire pie proportionally, the amount that has to go to health and human services might be less. Again, economic vitality is the keystone to Texas, and we need to make sure that we focus on the economic drivers of our state.
Schwartner says raising the exemption will benefit 61,000 small business owners in Texas. Debate continues in Congress on how to deal with the Islamic State and other extremist groups. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the main thing he's heard from Democrats is not send troops overseas.
I think no American wants to have boots on the ground in this particular fight, but that said, I don't know that that's an option you ought to take off the table for this president or any other president, because we don't know what the situation is going to be like in 12 months or 18 months or 24 months from now.
Flores says the idea of giving the president broad authority to deal with ISIS is a challenge because, in his words, nobody trusts the president to be able to carry out the job. This August, Brazos County will be invaded by the Green Berets. County commissioners earlier this month approved the U.S. Army's request to conduct realistic military training. Spokesman Tom Meade from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, says it's part of an exercise involving multiple military branches that will take place in seven states over an eight-week period. The Green Berets will be freshening up on their skills in unconventional warfare.
If you think of World War II, Germany came in and they took over France. The French did not want them there. They formed the French Underground. The French Underground conducted activities such as subversion and sabotage. What a lot of folks don't know is there were American advisors with the French Underground throughout World War II, assisting them in planning and conducting those types of activities.
Meade, who served 20 years in the Army Special Forces, says training will be based on the Texas A&M Riverside campus. There will also be increased aircraft activity at night and in and out of Easterwood Airport. Other Texas locations for mass training includes Caldwell and Bastrop. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 35 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in, try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Good morning, 7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine today, windy and cool with highs between 45 and 50. Skies will be clear tonight. It'll be breezy. We'll drop back down all the way to 25 to 30. Tomorrow we'll enjoy sunshine, though clouds will start to show up late tomorrow afternoon. Highs only 40 to 45. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, lows 30 to 35. Cloud Saturday, there could even be a few afternoon showers. Highs on Saturday around 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether it's a sagging man or a zone, they pack it in and they make it hard sometimes to get it in.
That's Coach Gary Blair speaking on the defense for Missouri as the ladies get ready for their last regular season home game tonight. We'll have more on that. A&M baseball as well gets another win there, a perfect 9-0. And softball gets a win yesterday at the Aggie Softball Complex. All that and more in sports here in about 12 minutes.
Okay, got a traffic accident in front of Jane Long there at 2818. So if you can avoid that area, if you don't have to be over there, you might want to stay away. It's kind of slowing stuff down. Okay, if you happen to be one of those Americans who's, it's not your fault. We have more proof it's not your fault. It's the fluoride in the water.
We don't have fluoride in our water.
Oh, okay, never mind then. Okay. Okay, it's what's making people in Europe get fat and depressed too, by the way. because they have fluoride in their water. Now, if you're adding fluoride to your water, you might want to stop it because it'll cause you to get fat and depressed. The other thing that causes you to get fat and depressed is there's food out there that you just can't stop eating. And they've put together a list.
Bacon.
And we don't normally do 10, but, I mean, they've given us 20.
Wow.
Yeah. Mount Sinai School of Medicine says that they have managed to identify a bunch of trigger foods, okay? Trigger foods. These are foods which make people, okay. The food makes you eat it. That's what they're saying, okay? It's foods which make people eat them until they are uncomfortable or made to feel tired of eating it. Okay, feel tired after eating it.
Bacon.
So it you eat so much of it, you cannot stop. This food has control over your life. Now, I hate here first thing in the morning that we should be talking about this list of things. And, you know, what you've mentioned, bacon doesn't even make the top 10.
Ooh, wow.
So that's what they're
saying. Then this list is stupid.
Okay, well, but, and I don't know who they, you know, who they did. The study revealed in the journal PLOS One says that these trigger foods are addictive and are usually highly processed and loaded with fats and sugars. Of course they are. Kale does not appear on this list, okay? You will not find Brussels sprouts on this list.
Nobody craves kale.
Of course, I understand. They're just warning you. Okay, this is food that is addictive. It's food that has control, obviously, over you. And they just want to make sure that you know that it's not good for you. Hello?
Yeah, you know what makes me fat and depressed?
Tell me.
All these studies that tell me that everything I do is going to kill me.
Yeah, you're right. So you may as well, right? I'm going to go out. I'm going to be sick when I'm dead. How's that?
Go big or go home.
That's it. Here are the most addictive foods, according to the Mount Sinai School of Medicine, starting from the bottom. Eggs, nuts, muffins, steak. Then gummy candy, breakfast cereal, buttered popcorn, plain rolls. Then at number 12 is fried chicken. Number 11 is bacon. Here's your dangerous top 10. Cheesecake soda.
What?
What? Huh?
Cheesecake and soda.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Not cheesecake soda.
Thank you.
Cheese and cake and soda. Cheeseburgers.
Yep.
French fries and ice cream.
Uh-huh.
Here's your top four addictive foods. Cookies, chips, chocolate, and pizza.
Yeah.
I can't argue with pizza.
Yeah. See, I mean, well, and that's, but again, the opportunity to overconsume some of these foods, most of these foods, pretty easy.
Well, and chips is a pretty large
of
category.
Of course. Are we talking extruded snacks or what?
I'm saying if it's cheese puffs or cheese balls, there's a reason I can't buy that big tub anymore.
Okay. You just don't know when to say when,
you
do you?
You talk about zoning out and just popping for the sake of pop. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's when you look down and you're like, I've eaten all of those.
I don't even notice until my hand gets too heavy from the weight of the cheese dust on there.
It's hello.
Like, oh. Yeah, hey, since you guys had to, of course, mention bacon this morning.
Yeah.
You know, there's bacon-flavored soap. There's a website, Bourbon and Boots. That tells it. It even looks like a stack of bacon.
Now, wait. Have you purchased this? Yeah, because that's what concerns me is if it's...
No, got it in one of their email alerts yesterday afternoon.
Is that bacon flavored or scented?
I'm going to hope it's scented soap, right, rather than flavored. You're not gonna buy any and eat it, are you?
I'll wash your mouth out.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
Mom, if I have to.
But, I mean, if you'll look at this, I mean, the top six, that's French fries, ice cream, cookies, chips, chocolate, and pizza, you pretty much can be a free feeder with those. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Number seven is a cheeseburger. It's not like you walk in and there's a pile of cheeseburgers there and you're doing a wimpy on them, okay? But I'm just saying, those top six... You pretty much could. I mean, they have an all-you-can-eat buffet at pizza places, right?
Yep.
So you can go in and pretty much overserve yourself without too much trouble.
You can gluttonize in a big hot hurry.
So, I mean, that's part of it.
Yep.
Eggs, not so much, unless it's Cool Hand Luke. But I'm just saying, there's generally you can control your intake on some of that other stuff. Hello?
Did you say steak?
Wow! Give me that thing for your voice. I like that.
That was cool. Speaking of Cool Hand Luke,
yeah,
it was on the other night.
Uh-huh.
Trying to explain that part of it to an 8-year-old is entertaining.
Yeah,
Daddy, why is he doing that?
Yeah.
It's a bet.
Yeah, it's a long story.
Exactly.
It really is. It really is. All right, the Detroit Bureau finds Consumer Reports' latest list of top-ranked automotive brands and models contain some pretty big surprises. In fact, enforcing some long-standing reputations, but at the same time, some brands that you'd think would be in there are not. The number one minivan continues to be the Honda Odyssey. Your midsize SUV is the Toyota Highlander. The Forester is your small, and your sports sedan would be the Buick Regal. From a luxury car standpoint, the Audi A6. Kind of interesting that the Mercedes-Benz not in there. Green car, of course, the Toyota Prius. Your compact car, the Impreza. And the best overall model, and of course, everybody's got one, so it makes sense, the Tesla Model S. We're all lined up with those. They may sell them in Texas soon. They also came up with the top 10 car brands, okay? The car brands. Kia was number 9. Number 8 was Honda. Number 7 was Buick. Number 6, Porsche. Number 5 is Subaru. Number 4 is Audi. Number 3 is Toyota. Number 2 is Mazda. Number 1 is Lexus. Where's Cadillac? Where's Mercedes-Benz? Where's BMW? Those are your top car brands. That's word coming out of Consumer Reports today.
And so, they're usually pretty accurate.
They are. And so anyway, a few surprises and then again, some names that you know.
It's time for the Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball. Join us February 28th for Boots and Bells, an evening at the county fair. And get ready for delicious food, great music from Rick Trevino and me, Clayton Gardner. The best midway in town and a good old country time. Of course, it all benefits the American Cancer Society as they finish the fight against cancer. So get your tickets today at BrazosCountyCBB.org and join Rick and I for a night at the fair you won't forget. February 28th, the Brazos County Expo.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Hey, here's a news flash. Children need a lot of help. They're forgetful. They lose stuff. And when they're young, they can't even dress themselves or make their own food. And that's why parents ought to always step in and handle all those things for them, right? Well, maybe not. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The truth is, a lot of parents keep doing for their children the types of things they need to let them learn to handle on their own. Of course, a parent's job is to provide. But as a child grows, more and more responsibility needs to be turned over to them so he or she can learn to solve their own problems. This is a skill they're going to need when they're out in the big world as adults. So help your children learn to problem solve by using simple everyday scenarios to teach them 3 basic steps. Define the problem, evaluate solutions, and develop a plan of action. For example, when they lose a toy, it's probably easier for you to find it for them. But what have they learned if you do it? Instead, encourage your child to think through steps for solving the problem. Then let them follow through. Obviously, you have to take your child's age and abilities into consideration before you step back from the type of help you want to provide. But as much as possible, teach your children to do as much as they can for themselves. Remember, raising sons and daughters is about preparing them to stand on their own as adults. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My Bad Back loves my Craftmatic.
My Bad Back loves my Craftmatic bed.
My Bad Back loves my Craftmatic adjustable bed.
These aren't actors. They're real people who sleep better every night thanks to their Craftmatic adjustable bed. Just call 800-371-9576. That's 800-371-9576. For prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds, call 800-371-9576. That's 800-371-9576.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It's 7:50. Six A&M pitchers held incarnate word to just four hits as A&M recorded a 7-0 win last night at Olson. The win moved the maroon and white closer to their best start ever. They're 9-0 now. The best start they've had was 10-0 back in 2006. Rob Childress gave a lot of the credit to his starting pitcher. Audio courtesy of Tex-Ags.
You know, I thought our pitching and defense was outstanding tonight, and it all started with Brigham Hill. The leadoff hitter singles, and I think he retired 13 in a row after that, and just a marvelous performance. Very, very proud of him.
Hill got the W in his first career start, scattering three hits, two walks, and a strikeout over five and a third. Hill turned right around and gave all the credit back to his defense.
Oh, my gosh, incredible. That's what kind of just gave me confidence out there, knowing they were making plays and cheering me on, and felt good.
The Aggs return to action tomorrow as they host Dartmouth. First pitch on Friday, 6:35. They'll play at 2:05 on Saturday, and you can catch all that action on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Not to be outdone, Aggie softball gets a W as well on the arm of senior Rachel Fox. She got a complete game win in the 22nd-ranked A&M softball team down Houston 6-3. They get back to work at the Aggie Softball Complex as they host the Texas A&M Invitational with Boston University, Illinois State, and UTSA. Number 12 Texas A&M women's basketball will play their final regular season home game tonight as the Aggies take on Missouri. Coach Blair looks at the Tiger defense. He sees a little bit of a problem for the Aggies.
Whether it's a sagging man or a zone, they pack it in and they make it hard sometimes to get it in. So we're going to have to find different ways to score.
Pre-game at 6:45. The tip is at 7. That on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. On now to the NBA, where Dennis Schroeder led the Atlanta Hawks to double figures with 17 points, and Atlanta dumped Dallas 104-87. Montel Ellis tried with 19 points for the Mavs, who blew a 14-point first-half lead and ended a three-game winning streak. The Mavericks were playing without the suspended Rajon Rondo for conduct detrimental to the team. The punishment came a day after the point guard had a heated exchange on the court with Coach Rick Carlisle and was benched. Carlisle explains the situation.
We had a long talk about the situation today, and we both agreed that we need to communicate more frequently. And we need to work on the solution for making his stint as a Dallas Maverick, you know, the most successful one possible.
In other Lone Star NBA action, San Antonio suffered its fourth loss in a row as Wesley Matthews had a game-high 31 points for the Trailblazers in a 111-95 victory over the Spurs in Portland. Houston beat the Clippers for the first time ever. Well, no, for the first time in seven tries, as James Harden scored 21 points and the Rockets got a 110-105 triumph over L.A. Rockets coach Kevin McHale was just happy to finally beat the Clippers.
I mean, we couldn't beat them. I mean, it feels a hell of a lot better getting beat by them. I mean, they were just beating the tar out of us. I mean, we had a heck of a time beating those guys. We had a heck of a time staying in the game with them, to be truthful. I mean, we were getting blown out a lot of those games.
In NCAA action, the number one ranked team in the country will remain so, and on course to be the first Division I men's basketball team to post a perfect season since the 1976 Indiana Hoosiers.
Kentucky is going to go to 28-0, 15-0 in the SEC, beating Mississippi State 74-56.
That, by the way, is a KU school record for most wins in a season. And finally, the NFL could be on their way back to Los Angeles, California. The Inglewood City Council has approved plans to build a football stadium that includes St. Louis Rams owner Stan Kroenke. The city council voted 5-0, which clears a path for Los Angeles to get their first NFL franchise in nearly two decades. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care for living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, Go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
In 2009, the first ever office chair racing championship was held in Germany. 70 participants brought their office chairs out, donned with all the bells and whistles. The only rule was that everyone wear a crash helmet, which most participants needed. Wilton's Office Works office chairs already come with all the bells and whistles, and you don't have to wear a helmet to sit in one. Spend some time enjoying the comfort of all Wilton's has to offer in their new showroom on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest. Wilton's, furniture, supplies, and so much more.
When it comes to making sure my farm is a success, every detail matters. Every single one. This is my farm, so I make all the decisions, call all the shots, and do whatever needs to be done. Water management, plant growth regulation, weed control, even choosing the right oil for my pickup truck. It all makes a difference. And since I grow cotton, I never hesitate with the most important detail on my farm. Planting FiberMax cotton seed. Hold on a second.
Joe! Put it right there! Yup! Yep, right there!
Sorry about that. FiberMax delivers high-quality fiber and outstanding yields year after year. Quality that's sought after and demanded by mills worldwide. Strategically bred to outperform the competition right here at home, which gives me a higher profit potential. So for the most important detail on my farm, I choose the seed that takes me furthest. FiberMax for quality and yield. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. A couple of minutes still. It's not your fault you're fat. We found another story. So there.
Oh, really?
In the meantime, this is interesting. You know about peanut allergies.
Oh, sure.
How there's some schools that won't allow kids to eat peanut butter sandwiches in the lunchroom because
it'll kill some other kids.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Game-changing new study says we should be feeding babies peanuts before their first birthday to avoid their developing a peanut allergy. In other words, that's the exact opposite of what parents have been doing. New England Journal of Medicine let fly with this thing. WebMD says the study found feeding babies peanut snacks by 11 months of age through age 5 cuts their chances of becoming allergic by more than 80%.
Whoa!
80%.
That's significant.
Yes.
Overall, only 3% of the kids who ate peanut butter or peanut snacks before their first birthday developed an allergy, as compared to about 17% of the kids who didn't eat them. For kids and adults who are already allergic to peanuts, another study says a new skin patch allowed kids and adults with existing peanut allergies to eat tiny amounts of peanuts after they wore it for a year. So in other words, does your arm look like your windshield? You've got the sticker here, and then the one, you know, you got the smoking patch for the grown-ups and the peanut patch right under it.
Time to scrape off the old sticker, son.
And again, yeah, do you need to have a little symbol on there so you know which patch? Okay, let's see, which transdermal patch is that I've got? All right.
Got planters over here and emerald nuts over here.
That's right. Okay, here's another one for you. A new study suggests these people have too much money and way too much time. A new study suggests the actual length of your eyelashes has already been set by your biology. Georgia Tech researchers found there's a good mathematical reason to lay off those extra-long eyelash extensions. After studying eyelashes of 22 species of mammals... Hi, Mom, I'm studying the eyelash length of sea lions. Anyway... Almost all those mammals had eyelashes that were one-third the width of their eyes, okay? Uh-huh. Eyelashes one-third the width of their eyes. When the eyelashes were longer than that one-third, they did a terrible job of keeping dust out. That's why you listen, so you can learn things like that. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station. Brian.